Fighting cancer isn't easy, and triple negative breast cancer is no exception. Robin Evans from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, wasn't sure she could make it through chemotherapy, but she knew it was her best chance to survive.
I knew that there were different stages of breast cancer, but I thought all breast cancer was alike, so this whole experience has been an education to me.
When cancer has spread, surgery can't remove it all. Robin's future would depend on two things: how her cancer responded to chemotherapy and whether she could stick with her treatment. Dr. Edith Mitchell from the Kimmel Cancer Center at Jefferson Hospital would guide her through both.
Since triple negative tumors tend to be more aggressive, they are larger at the time of diagnosis. There tends to be spread to lymph nodes and other organs more frequently at the time of diagnosis. So the stage of the tumor tends to be higher. And the higher the stage of the tumor, the more involvement is needed in designing a treatment plan.
Robin, unfortunately, had liver metastasis at the time of diagnosis. So the cancer was triple negative and had already spread to the liver.
When I first met Dr. Mitchell, and the first thing that she did when she saw me was she gave me a big hug. And I knew at that point I was going to be all right. And she said, "Baby, I'm going to take care of you." I felt that she cared about me as a person and not just as a patient.
Any paper that came across the desk, I read everything, you know, in reference to cancer. And when the doctor explained what Robin didn't hear, I heard.
She said that I would have to take a course of chemotherapy over the next 6 months and followed by about 6 weeks of radiation after that. She said that she would probably have to continue to follow me for the rest of my life.
During the initial consultation with Robin, she had many fears. Fears of dying, fears of loss of her hair, fears of chemotherapy and what it would cause.
It was interesting, after my first chemotherapy treatment, and I got it, and I was like, "Hey, this ain't too bad. I can do this, you know. I can do this, you know." But that was the first of many things to happen. After chemotherapy, the next day I would have to go back for a shot, and about 2 days later, the side effects would start kicking in.
Robin's treatment included three chemotherapy drugs commonly used against breast cancer: a type of anthracycline, a type of taxane, and cyclophosphamide. Cancer cells divide rapidly, and all three of these drugs are designed to stop rapidly growing cells.
If you think about it, if chemotherapy is particularly effective at cells that are growing quickly, and you think about the cells in your own body that are growing quicker than other things, they're going to be the most affected. And that's why, you know, hair loss, because your hair's growing all the time. It can affect skin, fingernails, your bone marrow.
Dr. Mitchell went over some of the issues that I would have during chemotherapy, and she said that she would be available to me to call her if anything was going wrong.
Not everyone will have the same experiences as Robin. Every chemotherapy drug has its own set of side effects, and every patient has her own response.
Women should work with their physicians and their provider team to prevent and alleviate those side effects.
Dr. Mitchell made sure Robin got anti-nausea medicine right away. As the treatment progressed, Dr. Mitchell helped with side effects whenever she could.
Irritation of the mouth can be a big part of chemotherapy, and Robin experienced that.
When Robin developed thrush, a yeast infection in her mouth, Dr. Mitchell gave her medicine to keep the yeast at bay. Robin also found creative ways to make food more inviting.
My taste buds disappeared. And you don't know how hard it is to eat without taste buds. It's like eating wood.
I'm just going to saute some string beans with some olive oil.
Applesauce became my best friend. And sometimes to get me to eat other foods, my husband would mix it in applesauce. So if I had to eat some peas, I'd mix them in applesauce to get them down. Because the coldness of the applesauce soothed my throat.
Some chemotherapy drugs can even affect skin and nails.
Well, my feet had gotten so ugly and my toenails had gotten so fat and just I couldn't even cut them. To counter some of the side effects, I had to take steroids. And as a result, I began to swell up. My friends used to say I looked like a Cabbage Patch doll.
If there is an abnormality, call the doctor or call someone so that preventive and therapeutic strategies can be incorporated in the treatment plan as soon as possible. You don't have to sit at home feeling ill.
There are certain side effects that are simply unavoidable. All Robin's chemotherapy drugs cause hair loss.
One day after getting out of the shower and a clump of hair is in the towel, I decided, you know what? I think it would be best to just shave my head. My son was here. So he said, I'll do it for you. In retrospect, it was probably one of the hardest things my son has ever had to do, because it really brought home the fact that my mother has cancer and could die.
She followed directions almost to the T, and went through everything. We were able to help her through those difficult times so that we were able to keep her chemotherapy on schedule without missing a dose, without reducing the dose, so that she received the full treatment schedule as planned.
With triple-negative breast cancer, sticking with chemotherapy is very important. Stopping early or delaying doses can give this aggressive cancer an extra chance to stay around. Along with Dr. Mitchell's support plan, Robin found her own ways to get herself through chemotherapy.
We would laugh and joke and mess with the nurses, and we'd drink fresh-squeezed orange juice out of champagne glasses, and the nurses would holler, Robin's drinking mimosas again, and everyone would just laugh, and we'd have a good time at people coming and going and doing things and playing games and listening to music.
Laughing and making it a party helped, but chemotherapy was still exhausting.
Yeah, I give my husband a lot of credit because he put up with a lot. Sometimes he would get so afraid. I would get so sick that he would stay up all night and just look at me.
Dr. Mitchell doesn't like to predict the outcome for patients because they are all different. She's keeping a close eye on Robin, so if her cancer does come back, she can treat it right away.
I kept my spirits high, and I laughed through the pain.
You say to yourself, why try again? But for all you know, this time you will win. For with every mistake, there's something to learn, and you too will have yet another turn to stretch your stuff, take on the fight. I'm sure this time you'll do it right. And should you happen to take a fall, keep standing proud and hold your head tall. See?
You are a piece of work.
Laughter has gotten me through all of this. It has gotten me through cancer. It has inspired me that, you know what? No matter what's going on, you can find some joy.